This is Hayden interviewing Mom on the 26th. Thank you so much for letting me interview you. Are you okay with me publishing this interview, or would you prefer to this between you and me and my teacher?
Yes, fine.
If you ask any questions that you do not want to answer, you do not have to, okay?
Okay.
What was the happiest moment in your life or your saddest?
So probably the happiest moment in my life is when I became a mom for the first time. Christopher was born 31 years ago tomorrow on the 27th. Mm-hmm. That was an exciting time to become a family with Daddy, and it was also probably one of the scariest times because we found out he had Down syndrome, and that caused us to have a lot of different doctor's appointments and special education appointments, that kind of stuff throughout mm-hmm. his whole life. And then probably the saddest moment of my life is when he passed away, April 28, 2014.
Okay. Who is the biggest influence in your life? What lessons did that person teach you?
Well, probably my mom and my dad were one of the biggest influences. I always thought that grandma, your grandma, my mom was one of my best friends, and when we lived closer, we did a lot of things together, and she interacted with Christopher a lot. She interacted with you and your little brother when, we were out of town and that kind of thing. But probably the biggest thing that I learned from her and for Grandpa is their work ethic. Have a high sense of integrity, to always work your hardest, take initiative, be thorough and complete in what you work towards, and that can include, schoolwork, work, volunteerism, anything that requires you to participate. Just to always have a really good, hard work ethic towards those things.
Mm-hmm. What are you proudest of your life? What are you proudest of in your life?
You boys, I think. There's a couple of things. Proud of you boys, and what good people you're becoming. Also, my career. I've spent a lot of time at Walmart, 33 years, so that's a long time to stay at one place, and most people probably don't get to do that in their lives. But I've learned and grown a great deal for having worked for Walmart and had the job that I have.
Okay. How is your life different How has your life been different than you imagined?
I guess I never thought I'd work for Walmart as long as I have. When you're young, you don't think about that longevity, you think about, how are you always going to make more money? And I don't think that always is perceived as, you're going to work at the same place your whole life. That's part of that, I think. What was the question again?
How is it different? How has your life been different than you imagined?
I think I also thought that, you know, someday I would be, you know, a business owner or something like that, you know, do my own thing, use my, you know, personal talents towards something that, you know, would be fulfilling, but wouldn't necessarily make enough money. So that's why I still work at Walmart.
Okay. Well, what is your earliest memory?
Oh my gosh. As a child, my earliest memory. That's hard. I think I remember I was probably around 2 or 3. I remember falling down the stairs, and that has been one of my biggest fears my entire life, is falling down stairs. So at work or anywhere where I have to go downstairs, I always hang on to the rails because I'm afraid I'm going to fall. And so that's why I have that fear, I think, is because that happened to me when I was really little, and I remember falling down the stairs and how bad it hurt. So that's my earliest memory.
Okay. When in your life have you felt alone?
Well, fortunately, I haven't had to be alone a whole bunch, but I guess when Christopher died, I felt somewhat alone, even though all of us were together and all that kind of thing. But it just felt like it shouldn't have happened, and so therefore it just felt like, you know, I was all alone. That why would something like that happen? And so it's just something you kind of have to work through and get over. Over time, I guess I overcame some of that by just sharing his life with people and talking about him, rather than just keeping it to myself, because it can get pretty lonely if you don't share your feelings and your thoughts, if you're feeling, you know, bottled up.
Mm-hmm. Who is the most important person in your life? Can you tell me about him or her?
The most important person in my life. Oh, gosh.
You can have multiple of them if you have some.
So it's a similar question to the first one where I talked about my mom and my dad having a strong work ethic. You know, your parents are the first true guidance in your life. I mean, that's why, you know, we're molding you to be a good person. And along the way, you end up having some hard lessons sometimes about, you know, work ethic and homework and those kinds of things. And I think those things I learned from my parents, because it was important for them to shape me as a human being into someone who was going to do positive things with their life, and that they were making sure that I, you know, was molded correctly to do that. And they were able to provide a good example of that because they worked so hard and they cared for us and they made sure that we had everything we needed, and that, you know, we went to school and we had everything, you know, clothes on our back, food in our bellies, and that kind of thing. And so that's what I try to do for you and Quentin now.
Mm-hmm. Did you enjoy school?
I did enjoy school. I was one of those kids that I wasn't an introvert, which means I wasn't really truly shy. But at the same time, I wasn't a full extrovert, which means, you know, I was very outgoing and all that kind of stuff. I, I was outgoing and I had lots of friends, had a lot of school activities, but I also had a job after school. I danced. I did a lot of ballet dance for many years. I did some dancing at school on, you know, the pom-pom team or whatever they call them now, I guess, is a dance team. So I had a lot of activities that I enjoyed to do. I also played an instrument for a while, which required a strong work ethic because I had to practice a lot, had to practice for dance. So I think those were some of those activities that guided me into learning how to be a good person, just like we are basketball for you. You know, you have to participate, you have to be there, you have to practice in order to get better. So that's why we want you guys to have activities like that too, because I had activities that I was responsible for.
Okay. What do you do for a living?
I work for Walmart, and I work in a support area for merchandising, which means that I do a job function that supports the buying team for junior apparel. So my job function is to manage inventory from the vendor or the warehouse to the stores, all stores. So there's almost 4,000 stores that we ship inventory to, and I'm responsible for the junior category in apparel, getting that product to the stores so that we can sell it and make money.
Okay. What did you want to be when you grew up?
So probably early in my life, I thought I wanted to be a teacher and, you know, teach kids, probably high school kids, not little kids necessarily. But I was also interested in fashion and construction of fashion, that kind of thing. So I went to K-State, Kansas State University, and got a degree in apparel and textile merchandising, and feel like I use that degree all the time. So I don't know that that's exactly what I wanted to be. I think probably I wanted to be a buyer, but when I got into merchandising at the home office after I'd worked in the stores for a while, I learned that there were other pieces of merchandising that were also important, and so I kind of found a niche in what I do now, but I also got to do some training and teach adults how to do their jobs. So I guess I was a teacher a little bit, but not for elementary or high school or anything like that, but for training people to do their jobs.
Okay. Thank you for your time. I really appreciate it. And I enjoyed the time together.
Thank you very much.